We as trade union activists, we are worried about the military decisions because, as you know, Sudan and the 25th of October coup till now, and this may lead the situation to be more complicated rather than previous. We in Sudanese Professionals Associations believe that the criteria of establishing the labor union should be as per the international criteria and the General Assembly's decisions, as per the International Labor Organization Convention 87, Freedom of Associations and Protection of the Right to Organize, which approved by the transitional government during the transitional period.
The story makes reference to the fact that this announcement could be intended for the Islamists in order for them not to come back into government. As a civil society, do you fear that the military could also use this against you?
In another way, the leaders of the previous union who are belong to the Islamic movement, they are facing corruption crimes and legitimacy problems because the General Assemblies refused them. The decision of the military stopped them return back to the unions. But still now, the next step of the military cannot be predictable because, as I told you before, this decision will complicate the situation more and more because we didn't know who will form the new steering committee.
Where are we, Salma, in the negotiations for a transition to democratic rule? What is the latest on that?
The message of military is very clear regarding the return back of the previous regime, but also it's not very clear regarding the revolutionary bodies who refused the previous regime and previous union leaders through the General Assemblies. We in Sudanese Professionals Associations, together from different disciplines, working to prepare the General Assemblies to be ready for elections and select new leadership and prosecute the perpetrators of corruption crimes legally. We all in Sudan working together to rebuild our institutions, that is to say the trade union, according to the international criteria, because that will help us a lot to rebuild our country and rebuild new political system as per the democratic state standards to protect the basic human rights and labor rights indeed.